What's going on, you defamatory dingleberries? Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So.
Live from the lair!
Aaron's popping toxic mail at your service, yeah. Like always.
And today we have an article that is going to set you on edge.
A little bit. The Crappy Media Men List settles defamation case. Have you guys heard about this? This apparently has been going on for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. A writer whose name appeared on a viral list of toxic men in the media industry has settled his defamation case against the list's original author. The case was brought by author Stephen Elliott after his name appeared on the Shitty Media Men List, a Google Sheets database that circulated at the height of the Me Too movement more than 4 years ago. The list was originally launched by columnist Moira Donegan, a former editor at the New Republic political magazine, who affirmed she created the database as a partial remedy to warn women away from serial assaulters.
Some of the stuff on list is a straight-up crime, and there should have been charges.
Sorry, ladies, if you're strong, independent women, and you don't need a man, and the stuff that is highlighted on this list actually happens, you have a criminal case that you need to be pursuing, not trying to character assassinate people from behind closed doors because you're really not strong and independent, you're weak and cowardly.
Yeah, like in today's day and age, these women have an insane amount of power. With some of the stuff that's on this list, you just call the cops and you tell them,
yeah,
they're going to take action.
But we all know that didn't actually happen. Now, this is the really telling part here, and the reason why we had to do this as a standalone video, because we want to hear from you guys your stories about false accusations. This is the reasoning that Moira Donegan used for starting the list. In the beginning, I only wanted to create a place for women to share their stories of harassment and assault without being needlessly discredited or judged. So let me get this straight. You wanted to be able to character assassinate your colleagues behind a wall of anonymity and not be held accountable for that.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing. I want to be able to ruin lives, destroy careers, take away people's pensions and hard-earned money, whether they're ethical or not, on rumor alone. And I don't want to be judged or needlessly discredited.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
If you have no evidence, it's easy to discredit you because the rational person is like, well, that sounds terrible. Where's the evidence?
Trust but verify, right? That's what we used to think. The hope was to create an alternate avenue to report this kind of behavior and warn others without fear of retaliation. Modern women in a nutshell, ladies and germs.
Like, quite literally, this is the digital age of a witch burning.
And you wonder why Me Too went down in flames around 2020.
I think I can smell shite.
I'm glad this person got sued and they had to settle. I would have liked to see them get just ran through the ringer. But here's another thing. Everyone else on that list, now that they settled, has a case to go after them for yet more money.
That's exactly what they should.
They should. Everyone on that list should be suing the shit out of that bitch.
Some men were placed in the database with permanent and often unfounded allegations to their name. What do you mean, often unfounded? Unless there's a police report tied to any of these people's names, they're all unfounded.
All right. Now, first of all, unfounded is the politically correct term for false allegations.
Yes, it is.
Literally, we've done the research. Insane amount of unfounded accusations every year, and they call them unfounded because they don't want to really upset the women who are making false statements and should be charged with the crime or sued into the goddamn Stone Age,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And we're talking about a bare minimum of about 25 to 41%.
Yeah. I mean, those are huge numbers.
A little bit. And 25% is just the bare minimum because those are the accusations that are disproven with DNA.
Yep.
After that, it only gets more interesting.
Yeah. Listen, if you think women don't lie as much as men, you're out of your goddamn mind. Adam and Eve, there you go.
At its height, the names of more than 70 men appeared on the list. Now, one of the things that I found hilarious scrolling through the list, and this will be available on Redonkulous.com after the stream, a lot of the dudes who are being tagged for this work at BuzzFeed.
They have so much estrogen pumping through their bodies.
They're the anti-testosterone.
Yeah, I mean, they spend their days drinking out of that styrofoam cups of unicorn cum.
Yep.
Out of that one coffee place that shall not be named.
I even make the stupid coffee because yours sucks.
When I look through the that database, I'm like, how many of these people? There's all kinds of like dick rubbing and wanking and sexual. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
If it's a crime, report it.
Yeah.
If it's not a crime and you just have a grievance, keep it to yourself. You had to know that this was going to get out.
But when you look at this database, it's giving the impression that everyone is some weird. Every man is a weird, a weirdo who's looking to perpetrate some craziness.
Yep. There's the list right here. I mean, it just scrolls on and on. Apparently, the names in red have multiple accusers, is what it is. But what's hysterically funny, and one of the things that I noticed just skimming through this,
cut and paste.
You can go down, and a lot of these are cut and pasted. Like right here, John Carney, for instance, allegedly works for CSNBC, Wall Street Journal, and Breitbart. How those three managed to go together?
I have no idea.
No idea, which automatically makes you think,
right.
Highlight this here. Inappropriate communication. Harassment. Inappropriate digital contact. Whatever the hell that means. Sexual assault followed someone into a bathroom and tried to wank in front of them. But if you scroll down here, Sam Biddle at the Gawker and the Intercept.
Same
inappropriate
thing.
Communication. Harassment. Inappropriate digital contact. Sexual assault followed someone into the bathroom and tried to wank in front of them. Could it be that a lot of this is just feminine hysteria?
How dare you?
It could be them trying to get rid of the competition.
This guy took the job that I was qualified for. Well, what makes you qualified for it? I worked for it. Well, didn't he? Not as hard. After all, I'm getting paid 77 cents on the dollar. Kiss my ass.
Yep.
While Elliot had been accused by several female colleagues in the past of impropriety, at least one woman complained in 2015 that he asked her to go to bed with him in a way that made her feel uncomfortable. What, you mean he asked her on a date and he wasn't attractive enough to her?
Like, what does that mean? Made her feel uncomfortable?
That's all it takes.
Yeah. All she's got to do is say, no.
Yeah.
And then you're fucked.
If you're not her type and you ask her out, you're harassing her. If you're her type and you're asking her out, it's just a date.
Yeah. And it quite literally, that could make all the difference between living in a refrigerator box and staying employed.
There you go. Elliot has never been charged or convicted of any crime by a law enforcement agency.
Case closed.
Still, it didn't stop someone from putting his name on the list, which was publicly available and to which almost anyone could contribute. His name was linked to accusations of coercion, harassment, and rapé.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a serious thing. If you're going to falsely accuse someone of a federal crime and it turns out that you're a liar, you should go to jail for what he would have gone to jail for.
Listen, we need to do something because the power is just, there's just too much power in the hands of the women of this country. And quite literally, they're turning into a witch hunt, except they're burning men at stake based on nothing but rumor control.
But remember, you know, we don't want to be unnecessarily discredited or judged. You know, we want to be able to ruin your life and face no consequences for that, even if it's all a lie.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Elliot denied the allegations. He filed a lawsuit against Donegan shortly after his name appeared on the list. Donegan initially tried to have the suit tossed out by a federal court. You're going to love this. Arguing protection under Section 230 of the Communications Act. You are not a website owner. You started a character assassination spreadsheet specifically to dodge accountability and spread massive damage. Last April, a judge overseeing the case rejected Donegan's claim of immunity under Section 230, stating, setting the stage for a prolonged civil trial where millions of dollars were potentially on the line. In the end, Elliott agreed to settle the case for an undisclosed six-figure sum. Here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. In an interview with the Daily Beast, Elliott said Donegan's attorney initially requested that he sign a non-disclosure agreement that would essentially forbid him from speaking about the case and the settlement, an offer he rejected.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, she's on record admitting she built the site.
Yes, she did.
And the database. All right. And then, you know, they know they're going to get crucified when this does go to trial.
Yep.
And they kept postponing it for years. At some point, it's going to blow up in your face because they know they're fucked.
The fact that her legal team actually thought they had a leg to stand on offering this to him is hysterical.
They do it all the time.
He had her over a barrel.
You know, companies do the same thing when they actually lose by jury trial.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, oh, well, you know, we're going to do bankruptcy, but we'll offer you this amount, but you're going to have to sign a non-disclosure. You don't have to do that.
It says here, the lawsuit had already gone on for 4.5 years and would have gone four more, I think, before going to trial, Elliott told the Daily Beast. They were doing everything possible to avoid defending their views in court. So when they offered enough money, I agreed to settle. Because of the nature of this particular beast, no pun intended, I would have ridden this all the way into the scene of the crash.
Yeah, and I probably would have organized or at least informed everyone on that list and of what's going on and have them file their own lawsuits. You just take all your discovery docs, you literally make copies of them, scan them into PDF, and email them to everyone on this list. Yeah. So they literally, it's already cut and paste.
Cut and paste like a lot of the accusations that are put on this list. It's almost like when you go through the list, you see so many of the same things repeated over and over again. It's almost like, well, I really hate this guy, but I don't know what to accuse him of. And then they log into the list. Oh, well, I could just cut and paste this and I can put it here. Oh, there we go. I thought I was going to have to think for a second.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, what a relief. Now I can go back to watching soap operas and diddling my bean.
Flicking the tic-tac.
Elliott said things came up during the course of the legal process that indicated Donegan knew the allegations against him were unsubstantiated, but allowed them to remain on the shitty media men list nonetheless. Imagine a nonprofit publisher publicly supporting a media blacklist, even while telling me privately they knew I was innocent, and they believed other people on the list were innocent as well. But there's some closure here. It's enough money that it's basically an admission of guilt, and it feels like a victory. Most importantly, it's helped push back on false accusations and presumptions of guilt, which is why we're talking about it.
That's right. Listen, every time that happens, you need to sue the shit out of them.
How do you create something like this and then justify it in the way that she did?
Yes, I can definitely smell shite.
I'm going to be honest. This is like millennial Gen Z thinking.
Well, you know, I can't control what other people put on the list. You created the list specifically for this purpose.
Yeah. To basically anally screw all of the dudes on the list.
Basically, this is a grudge list, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe there are some scumbags on this list. I'm not going to say that there are not. Donegan is refusing to talk about the settlement. Of course, referring questions to her attorney who hasn't returned requests from reporters. I mean, is that any different than why she made the list in the first place?
All right. The people on this list, they work in media. Most of them are probably soy boy cuck manginas. I'm shocked that there isn't more people suing, except for the fact that the cuck manginas probably can't rub their balls together to get enough courage to do it. One guy on the list did so far. The thing is, if everybody sued and everyone got a settlement, that woman would be out of money. 70
over
people.
Over 70.
And all of them get a six-figure payout, you know, $7-8 million.
Yep. And what really cracks me up is that I didn't hear about this when it happened. I heard about this earlier this week.
Yeah, me too.
So tell me, if you think male privilege is such a thing, okay, why is only one person getting sued for this list? If there was a shitty media women list, you can bet dollars to fucking donuts that it would have been national news. Every single person involved would have been called a misogynist. We never would have heard the end of it. The fact that we're only hearing about this now, 4.5 years deep, just shows you that the real privilege is with the women.
100%, 100%. And just the fact that they've allowed these people to postpone it for 4 years. Listen, that practice needs to be stopped.
We can't needlessly discredit all the accusers. I mean, they might have real problems, right? Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's abusive process.
It is abusive
process. I mean, Wayne County is doing it to that one guest that we had on here. They literally keep postponing it. And he's been in jail, and he's in his fourth fucking year of county jail. 4 days after he was on the show, they picked him up and put him back in jail.
Okay. I'm wondering if word got out that he was speaking his beef publicly.
Exactly.
And they threw him back in the slammer.
They did, because they know they're fucked. Yeah, there's that male privilege right there. He said, she said, he spends 4 years in jail.
Yeah. Due process, unless you speak out against a portion of the system that makes it a lot of money, then you're expendable. Just ask all the people who are in jail for sightseeing for the last 2 years without a trial, without a charge.
Or even talking to an attorney. It's getting to the point where we're going to need to fix the system because it's so unjust. And people are just going to get justice outside the system. And historically, that's how it plays out.
She needs to be sued. And what they need to do is they need to go after her so vociferously that she has no choice but to involve Google, who will go to Discovery and give out the IP addresses for every single person who contributed to this list so they can be sued.
Yeah, but I don't know if they can go back and pull that data more if it's older than 6 months.
It's a Google Drive link. And because it's a Google Drive link, every single iteration of that link is saved by every person who edits it.
We're fucked, aren't we?
But the bottom line is this. The entire reason this list was created really gives you a glimpse into what it is like for men just trying to work at a fucking job.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, that's why we're doing the Working Man Survival Guide.
Yep, and it's going to be coming out soon. I'm going to be starting the editing process while I'm in recovery.
Yeah.
So I just remember, I wanted to create a place for women to share their stories of harassment and assault without being needlessly discredited or judged. The hope was to create an alternative avenue to report this kind of behavior and warn others without fear of retaliation.
I'm going to have to throw bullshit on the play. 10 yards, redo the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You're encroaching on my balls. This is some shit.
It is. I mean, what the hell are you going to do?
This is our culture war in a microcosm.
Yep, and every man on this list needs to be suing that bitch.
Yeah. The drift between men and women is getting bigger and bigger, and it's because of women like this who want to be able to level careers and destroy lives without fear of retaliation.
100%.
Based on gossip, hearsay, and rumor.
But the thing is women historically are masters of the gossip and rumor attacks.
Yes, they are. Why do you think they start shit like this?
I know.
And they don't think far enough ahead to wonder whether or not, hey, what happens if this gets out?
Yeah.
My career could be over.
Yep.
I mean, they're not going to blacklist her explicitly because that would be misogynist. But
it'd be terrible.
It's going to be next to impossible for her to get a job after this because her name is going to be shadow banned.
I would like to see everyone on that list sue this bitch into the Stone Age.
She needs to go down, and every single person who thought that they could throw in on this shit without getting caught needs to go down.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, if there are actual criminal allegations here that can be proven, throw these guys in the fucking slammer and throw away the key for however long their sentence is.
Yeah, but believe the evidence. Don't just believe the people.
Yeah. Trust, but verify. Because as men, we're stupid. We really are. When we hear about a woman who is just telling us, hey, I was assaulted, I got diddled at a party, we get physically angry because we think about what if it was our mother, sister, daughter, a close friend, what have you, somebody you grew up with who's like a sister to you. That kind of response is ingrained into our DNA. That's why you know rep hate culture is 1,000% weapons-grade bullshit.
Well, that's because men are required to provision and protect.
Exactly.
And what you just explained falls under the protection portion.
Yes. And what women have done, modern women, is weaponize that intrinsic response that we really don't have any control over against us.
Yep.
And they've tried to make it criminal to question accusations without evidence.
Yeah, because you're perpetuating violence. It's the same. It's the same thing the trans community does when you talk about their absurdity stuff.
If words are violence and silence is violence, then you know that people really just want to shut down dialogue and they don't want to have to defend their bullshit.
Because they can't.
Damn it. He's right. Well said.
And with that being said, we want your stories, dudes. We want to know who's been shit-canned for false allegations, or maybe who came out on top against some false accusations. Workplace, out in the street, an ex-girlfriend, doesn't matter. We want to know and how you dealt with it.
We've all had to deal with some false allegations. I mean, I've had some crazy shit in the past. That was like 18 months after I started. This individual was like, yeah, I remember you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I just banned her on the spot. I'm like, I don't even know this person. I've never been in this location she's claiming. I'm like, you know what? Just making accusations. Yeah. And even when I worked for the Army, I had that one first lieutenant make a bunch of accusations. And I had to get the footage off my cameras.
There you
go. Just shut the whole thing down.
Yep.
So, I mean, if it could happen to me, it could happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm. It's really easy to peg these people out, because if their entire point of coming out with stuff like this is to avoid retaliation and shut down the argument, there's not really a crime here.
Nope.
Well, not the one that they're calling out. The real crime are the people who want to drag reputations and whole lives and families through the mud over gossip.
Yeah, it's character assassination.
Or an imagined slight.
Yeah, it's a character assassination at its best. I mean, that's exactly what's happening here.
Yep. He asked me out and I didn't find him attractive. How dare he?
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And that's why the real good women out there need to actually come out and start speaking against this shit. We need more Pearls in the world. We need more Ashleys in the world.
Yeah.
All right? Because they're very few and far between, and most of the women that we hear about acknowledging this content that's coming from these other creators, it's to criticize them and say that they're internalizing their misogyny, yada, yada, yada. You can't be the silent majority anymore, because when you do, 2023 is what you get.
Yep. We need to get the men out there to actually fight and go after these women for these false accusations.
Damn right.
And listen, if you get jammed up in some false accusations and they're unfounded and the police department doesn't want to press charges against her, go file a federal court lawsuit against the police department for sexual discrimination and just say, hey, look, you know, they're not enforcing the law the same between men and women.
Yep.
And if enough people do that, basically you shine a spotlight on that police department or on that prosecutor to do their fucking job.
Exactly.
Because right now they're only going after men. Women hardly ever get in any kind of trouble. In fact, I mean, they're raping. They're doing all kinds of crazy shit. A lot of them are getting a pass.
Yep.
Or one-third the time for the same crime that men do. And it needs to stop.
Oh, there's that woman just recently who got impregnated by a 13-year-old boy and she's avoiding prison.
Yeah, they're going after him for child support. And that's not the first time that's happened. That's happened quite a few times in the past 20 years.
Amazing, isn't it? So, yeah, this system, the system as it was incepted, is, for the average person, is pretty much broken. The elites don't ever have to worry about being held accountable for any of their shit. This system is dying of a fentanyl overdose, and you can be the cop that can kneel on its neck.
Yes, you can.
Too soon.
Oh, shit, that's fucked up.
You're not the ones who are killing it. It's imploding from within.
Amen.
Just remember that. But anyway, yeah. Send those stories, dudes. We really want to hear them. We're going to do a whole stream about them. And you know what? These stories, they help save the lives of other men.
Yes, they do.
So we'll see you next time.
Take it easy.